Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jason Kelce here. Let's talk, and by the way, we're going to get to this Bryce Harper situation also. What Bryce said after the game yesterday, what Rob Thompson said after the game yesterday, I mean, that was scary stuff yesterday. We'll hit that in a moment. Drew in Westchester right now. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Jason, thank you for everything you did. In addition to being a legend on the field, you seem like a wonderful father. My wife and I are expecting a son this fall, and I hope to be as good of a dad as
yeah,
seems,
man. Congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And way to go,
Mr.
Drew.
Mr. Richie, happy belated birthday. I know I didn't get to talk to you yesterday.
So thanks, man.
Hope you enjoyed your day.
I did. That's way to go about the
yeah,
the
happy
son,
birthday.
Too.
Happy, I think we knew that, right?
You.
Did we?
Yeah,
Drew,
Drew told us this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, Drew, you want to...
Richie might have been off, though. Richie might have been off when it happened, because it was in that time period where Richie was off.
Because otherwise, I'm going to blast through. Like, Drew, you're going to call us in 2 weeks and tell us again?
He was talking to Jason Kelce about being a dad.
For the 24th time, congratulations, Drew.
My daughter starts kindergarten today. Can I get a congratulations?
Seltzer, congrats to your daughter and your wife.
Way more my wife than me, that's right. Sure.
To your wife.
All right,
Drew, what do you got on the birds?
Yeah, so with the birds, look, I definitely have a lot of nerves and trepidation, but I am. There's two things that make me really optimistic. I wanted to, I'll share the first one. I'll let you react. I just think it's so cool to have two star receivers. You know, how many times over the past 20 years did we just look at a roster and the, receiving unit was maybe subpar?
Well, in Eagles history, it's incredibly rare. I mean, look, Mike Quick and Chris Carter was something. Now, Chris Carter was on the younger side, but coming up. Now, obviously, Macklin and Deshaun was pretty damn good. Where I thought they struggled, in part due to their height, was in the red zone. That team would go up and down the field 20-20. They get in the red. Like, Deshaun was below average when the ball was at the 10-yard line. He just wasn't tall. So, these guys, I like the combination of AJ's strength, of Devontae's smoothness and route running. I mean, it is a potent. I mean, listen, there's since he's got it, there's a couple teams, but this one is
Johnny
maybe
Wilson,
top of the line.
Johnny Wilson's going to be a huge deal, too. Johnny Wilson not just going to maul people in the run game, but that's
well, John Dotson is the third receiver, too. Yeah. I mean, they upgraded there.
And
really,
then there's
the
Goddard.
Yeah.
And then there's Saquon out of the backfield. There's options. All right, Drew, I need an answer from you here, my man. Best scene in a movie or show with a flying vehicle?
Yeah, you got it. The comedy movie Bridesmaids. The main character goes from, like, it's supposed to be flying coach. She goes into first class and just causes, like, massive issues. So that's always a funny one.
It's a great
one.
Answer.
You got it, Drew. We're going to get a lot of good answers and already have today. All right, speaking of answers, we were all wondering when Bryce Harper got drilled yesterday, is he okay? And by the way, my answer wasn't, I think, yes. My answer was like, I mean, Ray, were you not like, holy hell? You know, Bryce Harper could be out,
Brignani,
you know.
And all these guys.
I mean, he could be. Ray is actually doing some audio for the
doing
update.
Audio.
James, in the moment, weren't you thinking, oh my God, he might miss the playoffs?
I was thinking of Blake Snell. I was thinking of Blake Snell in that moment in San Diego when his wrist got hit and it was you could just knew he was in pain. And it wasn't quite as bad as that, but that was my first thought. So, I was like, he could be out for 3 months. Season's over.
Here's what I thought of. Carson Wentz. I thought of Eric Lindros.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of Terrell Owens.
Sure.
Now, T.O. obviously came back for the 04 Super Bowl.
But when that happened, we didn't think that was a possibility.
All right, let's listen to the moment when Bryce Harper was drilled yesterday. This was scary.
282 hitter. Oh, and this is in, and it hit him. And it got him on the left elbow. He's bent over in pain right now. And that got him on the other side. And Harper is bent down, bent over at the waist, and clutching his elbow. Now they're coming out to take a look.
All right, so he stays in the game, which is always a more of a positive than a negative. But you also know, I mean, Donovan stayed in the game and had a broken ankle. Threw 4 touchdowns, but had a broken ankle. Carson stayed in the game, threw a touchdown pass, missed the rest of the year. So staying in the game doesn't guarantee the guy's okay. He came out a short time later, did not have his next at bat. We were all ears after the game. What is going on? Let's first listen to Rob Thompson. This certainly helped me, and I think a lot of us kind of settled down.
He's fine. So it was like a precautionary thing, or could he not continue to play, I guess?
Well, it was stiffening up, so it was more precautioning.
Okay.
I mean, I think he could have continued on if we really had to.
All right, so that is good. I mean, that's really good. Let's also listen to Bryce. I mean, he's obviously a warrior, wants to play. Sounds like he's going to continue to, but maybe they need to pull him back a bit. Here's Bryce after the game.
Everybody goes through bumps and bruises during the season, and it's that, that time of year kind of. So obviously, we're not far enough, in this division to be able to take the days and do those kind of things. So maybe once we get there, hopefully we have a couple days.
All right, we'll see if he plays in the next game. We'll see if at some point, as he mentioned, they give him a couple days. The division's not really as much a thing right now. It's the Dodgers and the Brewers in the fight for home field advantage in the bye. Jason, let me ask you this. And again, Jason Kelce with us here. You had an incredible run of not missing games, which for your position is particularly, like I said, incredible. Looking back, do you think you ever played in a game when you should not have?
Yeah, I think I probably shouldn't have come back from my sports hernia as fast as I did. I played 5 weeks after surgery on that, and I couldn't run during.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Practice. I had to take anti-inflammatories before the game, and it got me to a point that I felt like I could play. But looking back, it's not like it was a health threat. Like the trainer signed off and the doctor signed off. It wasn't that. It was more just like I don't think I was as effective as I should have been.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have been playing, like it might have been better for David Mulker, the backup, to play in some of those games early on. I think outside of that, I had a torn bursa sac. I never played through anything that I felt was like really truly a health risk. I think you have pain, and there's things you can do to mitigate pain within reason, and then you have like truly injured things that are like, hey, if I play on this, this could screw my ankle or knee up forever. And I never played through something like that.
How did you know that? Is it because you asked, hey,
yeah, you talked to the doctors.
This will not make it worse, correct?
Correct, bursa sac in my knee, swelling, really significant. We played on a short week Thursday in Detroit. And I still remember waking up in intense pain because for some reason that swelling is really pushing on a nerve. And I asked them, is this anything wrong with my knee? And they're like, no, this is just your body naturally feeling that swelling in there and kind of shutting down, right? So your knee as a structure is fine. So from there,
we'll just take the sewing needle and
pull as much as we can out. I think that there was some other thing. I don't want to get too much in, but everything
it's
that
pretty
I,
gross. Yeah, and it doesn't feel good.
People
when it
are
happens,
eating breakfast.
But it feels
right now.
So much better after it happens.
It does. And then on game day, even though, I mean, up until probably 30 minutes before the game, I didn't know if I was going to be able to play. And I think the swelling was still there and the pressure was still there. And ultimately, though, it got to a point that I felt comfortable going out there and doing it. And I think that throughout your career, or at least throughout that run that I had, I was very fortunate that I didn't have any of those really serious things. All of them were things that I could play through. And I think there's something psychological about that too. Like,
sure.
Even though I probably shouldn't have played with the sports hernia, I'm kind of like, that was how I was wired.
Sure.
And I think that, in my opinion, that's how the best football players are wired.
Yep.
Like when you start acknowledging you're weaker or start acknowledging some of these other things, or that you can't do something, that's just not how really most of the best athletes in the world think.
Absolutely. Jason, as a now talk show host, have entered what we call the Joel Embiid conversation.
Oh, gosh. Basketball's different. Completely different sport.
All right, James, for this Phillies game tonight, Phillies and Marlins, 4 weeks to go to the playoffs. James, in your opinion, who should make the decision of whether Bryce Harper plays tonight if he wants to? Bryce Harper or Rob Thompson?
Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You take it out of the player's hands in your opinion.
I think you have to. You have to.
Now, Jason, as a player, could you deal with that? If you wanted to play and your organization said, you're not playing today, how would that go for you?
If I wanted to go, I'd be pissed off initially first, of course. I think you'd want to play. But I think that, and baseball's there. I mean, again, there's 100. How many games are there?
162.
Missing a game in baseball, I think, is a lot different. I mean,
clear.
Cal Ripken and all, But, you know, in football, more every one of those games is incredibly meaningful. But I think that, anyways, if I was told I'm not playing, which I think that it just removes the decision from the player. If you think you can go, you're probably a little bit upset at first. But at the end of the day, if the doctor's not signing off on you playing, I probably actually wouldn't leave it up to Rob Thompson. I'd leave it up to the doctor.
Sure.
If I'm Rob Thompson, I'd just say, the doctor's saying that you shouldn't play. And then it's like, okay, now we know we shouldn't play.
Yeah, John, you've talked a lot. You and I have talked a lot about this type of issue through the years. I mean, Carson back in the day and others. So, I mean, this is a situation, John, I can't imagine you'd be comfortable if you're told you're not playing. But do you see now, in hindsight, how sometimes it may benefit the player and the organization to not let the player make the decision? Because that's not the way, John, you were wired at all. As recently as perhaps 2 minutes ago, is your opinion any different?
No. My opinion of how
Your opinion has always been let the player make the decision. Has always, I mean, I've heard you say it.
Yeah, you can't tell me how my body feels.
But I can tell you, I'm paying you $330 million. Yeah. I have an investment in you for this season, for the next, whatever it is, 7 or 8 years, whatever's left on the contract.
Once upon a time, there were a lot of people who felt like it was a point of pride to never let the opponent see you weakened in any way. Like, it really was honor.
Yeah,
I know. Above all else. I don't think there's much of that. I mean, or as much of that as what there was.
But if there's something there, like if your MCL or something is torn and like you want to go out there and do it, and the coach is like, listen, we're not going to have you do that because if you tear it, you're out for the season. I don't know. I think that there's some injuries that the doctors probably should, especially concussions. Like now in football.
Well, clearly.
Like there's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I know that Richie, it might have been different when you played.
It was.
Especially a fullback.
And so different. That one is so different now.
I'm still waiting for and I'm not saying waiting, hoping, just someday in a Super Bowl, a quarterback, forget all the other players, a quarterback is going to suffer an injury that's like, well, I don't know. And are they really going to tell the quarterback in a Super Bowl, you are now
Didn't
no longer...
Didn't Terrell Davis score a touchdown with a massive concussion?
He had a migraine.
Yeah.
And they used him for about a quarter and a half as a decoy and didn't give him the ball. He was also out of there, but they put him in at the goal line as a decoy. All right.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.